I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 984, Kneeling Bus. Modern transportation has come a long way, from the horse and buggy days to airplanes, trains, and automobiles. And let's not forget about buses. The other day, I was in my car, my little 2014 gray Nissan Kubi car that I really like. And I was headed to the old country store at Three Tree Point for coffee to meet a friend. You know, you can see a lot as you drive through town if you have eyes to see, and I just pulled up at a stoplight, and a big metro bus pulled up next to me. Now, sometimes we don't even notice those sort of things, but I glanced over, and that's when I saw the words of description written on the side of the bus right there by the door. Just two words. It said, "Kneeling Bus." And I thought, what a perfect description for a follower of Jesus, one who kneels to serve. This podcast, as you know, is T2G, or The Two Greatest, because when Jesus was asked to summarize all the commandments, he gave two: to love God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. He took it from Deuteronomy and Leviticus, and it sums it all up, he said. If you've ever seen a kneeling bus, you know it's pretty cool. The front right side of the bus lowers itself almost to the ground to accommodate anyone who needs that service. It's impressive. It's been described this way. A kneeling bus is a bus that not only has steps between the door and the bus floor, but also has air adjustable suspension. This feature allows the driver to actually lower the bus to the curb to make entering and exiting the bus much easier. By lowering the bus, the handicapped and elderly are given much easier access to the bus, and even wheelchair access is made easier. That is pretty awesome. Think about the power of that bus. Think about the weight of that machine. Think about the speed that it can go. And yet it's stopping, stooping, and serving those in need. Well, that's what Jesus did for us. Paul wrote to the Philippians, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." The God of all the universe lowered himself to our level. And did you catch how that passage started? It said, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is also in Christ Jesus." And then we get the description. We are supposed to be like Jesus, the foot washer, to be like Jesus, the cross bearer, to be like Jesus, the one who didn't come to be served, but to serve. The power and weight of God himself stooping, stopping, and serving us. And not only serving us, but serving the entire world. And now he wants that same characteristic to be evident in his people. That's T2G. Here's the great question. When was the last time that you could say that you were like a kneeling bus, stopping, stooping, and serving like Jesus? Let's pray. Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak. And may the prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant, make me a servant, make me a servant today. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 985. And in the meantime, Gordon MacDonald famously wrote, "You can tell whether you are becoming a servant by how you act when people treat you like one." Now hear that again. You can tell whether you're becoming a servant by how you act when people treat you like one. You know, we don't mind the idea of service as long as we get to control where and how we serve and feel that our efforts are recognized and appreciated. Good thing Jesus didn't serve with these stipulations. He served in humiliation and affliction. He served while being rejected, despised, and abused for his efforts. He served because it met our needs, not because it met his. Winston Churchill wrote, "We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give." Next time you're around a bus stop, see if you can see a kneeling bus, all that power and metal and strength, bowing low for someone in need. And when you see that, think about Jesus, who bowed himself low to serve us all. And when you see that, ask the Lord to show you one way that today you could be a kneeling bus.